October is Breast Cancer Month. We can't prevent breast cancer, but there are things we can do to manage breast cancer. And here to talk with me this morning is Linda Stallings, wellness coach. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Doing well. Hope you are.
I sure am. Enjoying the beautiful month of October. Mm-hmm. As we spoke, it's a beautiful month for more reasons than one. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so dealing with wellness, I wanted to talk a little bit about the role of exercise and nutrition in cancer prevention and recovery and survivorship. But I have a special guest, a very special guest this morning, and it's my daughter, Emily Kopeck, who is a physician's assistant in Knoxville and works with Dr. Walker. She's a gynecologist, and Emmy's PA's for her. So, Emily, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good, Emily. Glad to have you this morning.
I'm glad I can be here.
Yeah, we had just a few questions we want to discuss with you. I know you see a lot of lovely women each day. Are you seeing a lot of women with breast cancer starting to embark on physical activity, Em?
Yes, I think so, especially more recently. People have gotten into doing more research, and definitely preventative care is being pushed more and more. So we do have a lot of breast cancer patients, and then I see a lot of people for my counseling once they've gone through chemo and radiation, trying to get back, you know, and get their body back in good shape and with diet and nutrition. So I have been seeing a lot of people in here trying to do this.
Well, we talked last week a little bit about even MD Anderson, the cancer center there, has recommended exercise, physical activity as a way to prevent relapse or reoccurrence of cancer. And, of course, it's a new normal. It's not, as we talked about, it's not necessarily what they were used to doing, but just being physically active as much as possible. Also, Amy,
right.
What is the role in nutrition in preventing cancer and also recovery?
Nutrition is actually really, really important. I think one of the reasons we've seen a rise in breast cancer recently, too, is a lot of, you know, hormones being injected into the meats and cows being injected with hormones in the milk. And so a lot of dairy consumption can increase the hormones in the body, which can increase the tumor suppressor turnover genes that cause the tumor to grow faster. So a lot of things that are important in the diet is to really, if you're going to eat meat, make sure that you are eating meat that has not been injected with hormones. It's best to do that by eating organic when you can. And then make sure that if you do milk and dairy products, that it says on there that it's made from cows that are not treated with the hormone. RBST is what that's called.
Mm-hmm. RBST.
And then, RBST. So you can look on the labels of foods. And they may not say if they are treated with it, but if they aren't, like if you're buying, for instance, Greek yogurt or milk, it'll say from cows not treated with, you know, the hormone gene in there. So,
yes,
so yeah, that's things to look for, you know, on the milk cartons and your yogurt. And then, of course, the meat, you want to look that it's hormone-free. Organic's great if it can be, but at least hormone-free.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as, you know, the other things in the diet, of course, your vegetables are great, especially your broccoli and your cauliflower, things with cysteine. Mm-hmm. In them from the amino acids, so, and beans are great. And then also your good fatty acids like olive oil and avocado and fish and whole grains and stuff like that. So
well, that's
you really want to stay away from the processed foods, mm-hmm. and the things that have the hydrogenated oils in it and things like that.
Are most of the tumors, Emmy, that you all see, are they hormone-related?
A lot of them are. They can either be estrogen positive, estrogen and progesterone positive, or really the worst type that we see that really is a tough one, that's triple negative, and it doesn't have an association with any of the hormones, you know, being positive for the receptor site. But it's actually the most dangerous. In fact, a good friend's mom who was positive for triple negative, and she had to undergo some really, really intense chemo and radiation. So, you know, we've talked a lot about her diet, and now she's really juicing, consuming raw foods, and not eating anything with any kind of hormones on it. So I'm curious to see how she does now post-radiation and chemo with the most aggressive type,
mm-hmm.
and getting the exercise in and see, you know, how she does. Certainly it only helps for sure.
Right. Well, that's great information, Emily. We really appreciate that. If someone would want more information, do you have a blog you could share with us?
Yes. All the blogs I do, you know, are at Park West Women Specialist, and I post those up on our website, which is parkwestmds.com. And that's a good one to look at. And then I use a lot of, you know, some different medical websites, but I will be putting up a blog about breast cancer and diet and nutrition soon so people can have access to it.
Okay, that's wonderful, Emily. Thank you so much for that great information, and we'll try to share that on our Facebook pages here as well.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you all for having me on this morning.
Thanks, Emily. Good to talk to you this morning.
Good talking to you, too.
Emily Kopeck with Park West Medical in Knoxville and wellness coach Linda Stallings talking about the role of diet and exercise in managing breast cancer. Linda's website is fitprescriptions.com, and you can also find her on Facebook. She's very active there. Good to visit with you and Emily this morning.
Thank you, Steve, very much.